AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com. And by Hyundai. New thinking, new possibilities.
Welcome to an all-new AutoLine Daily. But now let's look at today's top stories. And the big news is sales in the U.S., which skyrocketed last month. Automakers sold 1.6 million cars in May, which is a 7% gain compared to last year, according to Wards, which measures its sales on a daily selling rate basis. That pushed the SAR to 16.7 million units, the highest it's been since 2007. Mitsubishi continued its resurgence and posted the largest gain amongst automakers, up nearly 50% from a year ago. Audi was next with a solid 20% increase in sales. The German automaker was followed by Mazda, which increased sales nearly 20%. Rounding out the top five were Nissan and Porsche. But despite the strong month overall for the industry, several automakers were down in May. Tesla posted the biggest loss amongst automakers, down 35% from a year ago. Volvo sales fell nearly a quarter, and Volkswagen's struggles continued in May, with sales dropping close to 20%. Ford and Hyundai also saw sales fall. Those were the only automakers that posted a loss. Everyone else was up at least 4%. We'll take a look at some of the other numbers in future shows. And speaking of sales news, Ford expects to take a big hit as it transitions from the current F-150 to the all-new aluminum-intensive version. Bloomberg reports that the company estimates that it will lose production of more than 90,000 F-150s as it retools plans to build the new model. Ford's president of the Americas, Joe Hinrichs, says the company is building up inventory of the F-Series in order to mitigate any disruptions in supply and still believes it will retain its crown as the best-selling truck in the U.S. And in other Blue Oval news, in an effort to explore the future of lightweighting and the effects it will have on performance and efficiency, the automaker just unveiled its lightweight concept vehicle. It's really just a 2013 Fusion that uses aluminum, high-strength steel, magnesium, and carbon fiber, which results in a nearly 25% weight reduction. Some of the really cool bits include a carbon fiber oil pan, carbon fiber wheels, and it even uses composite springs. While these materials are still very expensive, and a car like this would be pricey, Ford's goal was to investigate how to design and build a mixed materials, lightweight vehicle that could be potentially produced in high volume, while still providing the same level of safety and durability as current vehicles. Nissan has had a foot in the truck game for quite a while. In fact, they're coming up on 80 years of making trucks. To celebrate this, Nissan posted a short video of the pickup trucks they've made in the past, driving in races, going through puddles, and stuff of that sort. And then they ended the video with a teaser of what is obviously a truck, but it's covered up. You can only really make out the grille and lights. But could this end up being the new frontier? Nissan also tweeted about a special new member being added to the family on June 11th, showing the same picture. So it sounds like we'll have more info about the truck next week. Coming up next, if your tires could talk, what would they be saying?
Sonata from Hyundai.
Last week in the AutoLine Garage, we looked at what your tire's sidewall is trying to tell you. Now it's here what the tread has to say.
AutoLine Garage is brought to you by Bridgestone. Your journey, our passion.
Your tire's tread can tell you something like the suspension components are worn out or that the alignment is off. But a lot of people don't know how to read these signs and only find out when it's too late. So let me help you so it never gets to that point. Now, why don't we start off with tread depth? Most professionals will recommend that you change a tire when it's at 3 to 4/32 of an inch in remaining tread depth. And I'm sure most of us have seen the commercials from your local tire dealer where all you have to do is stick a quarter in the tire's tread And if you can see the top of George Washington's hair, which happens to be 3/32 of an inch, your tires need to be replaced. While this is a good rule of thumb, it's only a general rule of thumb. If you live in a place that has mild winters, or it just happens to be in the summer months, I think a tire's tread can be taken down to as low as 2/32 of an inch. All tires have what are called wear bars or wear indicators that go in between the tread and sit right at 2/32. But you must understand that a worn tire can still be less safe even during the summer because it still rains, and worn tires are much more likely to hydroplane. So I really only recommend this if you need a little more time saving your pennies before buying a new set. You'll also want to keep your eye out for dry rot or cracking on the sidewalls or in the tread, because it can lead to a blowout or even tread separation. Now, besides maintaining proper tire pressure, rotating your tires has got to be one of the easiest ways to extend tire life. I always recommend rotating every other oil change or about every 6 to 10,000 miles. But how do you tell if it's been too long since the tires have been rotated? You want to look at the edges of the front tires. If both the inner and outer edges are evenly rounded over with respect to the rear tires, it's probably been too long since they've been rotated. The edges of the front tires wear faster due to all the turning a vehicle does. You may also get a similar wear pattern if a tire is underinflated, but it's easy enough to check that. An overinflated tire might end up looking like this. Also, those wear bars that I mentioned earlier are good for quickly identifying uneven tire wear, which can be used to spot tires that need to be rotated, or even a vehicle that has suspension or alignment issues. And why don't we take a peek at what a tire might look like if it has one of those issues? Feathering is a condition that's usually caused by an incorrect alignment setting called toe. If you were looking at the tires from above, toe is the direction that the tires are pointed compared to the vehicle's center line. So if the tires look like this, it's toe in. If they look like that, it's toe out. But if this setting is off, the tires are essentially being dragged across the road, and each tread rib will develop a rounded edge on one side and a sharp on the other. Now, this can be hard to spot with your eye, but you can feel it by running your hand across the tread. Only one side of the tread wearing is another common alignment issue. It's most likely caused by excessive camber, which is an alignment angle that indicates how far a tire slants away from a vertical position when viewed from head-on. Most sports and race cars will have more negative camber, so that when the inner tire is going through a turn, it will end up standing straight up, so more of the tire is contacting the road for better grip. Now, this condition of one side wearing can usually be corrected with an alignment, but be warned, the issue could be worn out suspension parts. Now, cupping is an issue that most likely won't be corrected with an alignment and usually indicates a bent or worn out suspension part. A lot of the times it's just a worn out shock or spring. I'm sure at some point most of us have seen a car driving down the road where one of the tires is just doing this. As you can tell by this picture, cupping can sometimes be hard to spot. But if you look at the areas where the tire is actually slapping the road, it's a little bit darker than the other areas. Or if you were to run your hands over the tread, you would feel something like this. And as you can tell, there's no one specific cause for why a tire will wear improperly. So you'll most likely have to go to a professional to get it figured out. But you should now have a much better understanding of what your tires are trying to tell you. And trust me, in the long run, it will prolong your tire's life and save you a few bucks. You won't want to miss this week's AutoLine After Hours. Our guest will be Philippe Jansen from Jeep, and he'll be bringing the new Renegade into the studio. So all you Jeep enthusiasts will want to see that one. That's this Thursday at 6 p.m. on our website, autoline.tv. That's a wrap for today's report. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you tomorrow.